Jackson's homily was something like, "We will see where this goes." I always pray when I am writing that God gives me the words that people need to hear. And I try to read the readings that have things I want to say cooking in my brain a few weeks before I have to give the reflection. Last week must have been a heck of a week for us all, so this week I'm meeting with, "Let's see how many directions this goes." I must admit that I'm a realist and a hopeless optimist all at the same time. How does that work, you ask? Well, I always believe that everything's going to be just fine until it isn't, and I always look at all the possibilities of what could happen when planning something with a group of people. Well, what about this? What about that? Is that going to work for everyone? In the gospel reading, it talks about Simon and his fishing partners working around the clock, not catching any fish, but being willing to take Jesus back out with their boats and lowering their nets on his command. They caught so much fish that their boats were in danger of sinking. After bringing in their boats, they left everything to follow Jesus. So I don't know about you, but it's not likely that I would up and leave my entire life and livelihood just because a man fills my boat with fish, and almost to sinking capacity, might I add. The hopeless optimist would be beaming with amazement, and the realist side of me would automatically say, "How did he do this? What's his angle?" So imagine, if you will, dropping everything to follow this man, Jesus. This is such a difficult concept for me to fathom. I have so many wonderful people in my life, and yet I can't imagine abandoning my entire life to follow the teachings of one man. My brain would be on overload. Where are we going? Who are we teaching? What is our purpose? I am pretty sure the questions would be endless, and yet I can stand here today and tell you that I really try to listen to that voice in my head when it tells me to do something. And I often do not stay in the company of those who clearly do not believe. So am I already dropping everything in a sense? Everything that does not fit with the teachings of this one man, Jesus? Do I believe in everyday miracles? Absolutely, without a doubt. I can't imagine a day without a miracle taking place. God is with me every day, making sure of my path. Sometimes those miracles are so small that you miss them and realize after the fact what you had witnessed. Do you ever complete a task, a goal, or a project and wonder how it went so smoothly or how certain pieces just came together? It's an everyday miracle. Sometimes things are just meant to be and they fall into place. The opposite can be said for something that just falls apart before your eyes. It wasn't meant to be. Yesterday I attended the 4th and 5th grade girls and boys basketball games. 3 of them. It was a nice surprise to meet up with coworkers that I didn't know who was going to be there. And what do teachers talk about? Their students, of course. So my 4th grade counterpart, who was talking about the snowflake that she wrote for one of my 5th graders, and how thankful he was for the kind words that she wrote about him. The snowflakes were originally intended to be encouraging words from parents and grandparents, but a few teachers stepped up for those without a completed snowflake. Now, both of us are teary-eyed because we don't think anything of saying these words to our own kids. But to our students, they are words that are so out of ordinary to hear or see written about them. The same student that she wrote about was the reason that I was at the games. He had asked me to come and already had his schedule waiting for me to see. Everyday miracles, one man's teachings. The responsorial psalm references mercy. Where would we be without mercy? Do we extend mercy when needed? And grace. Are we gracious when people need that from us? This life is a journey, and at times a difficult one. Remember that you remember what you have needed on your most difficult days, and extend that courtesy to others. You may be the bright spot in someone's day. The same goes for us. We need to extend both mercy and grace to our own lives. It's okay to make a mistake, forget something, skip your diet for the day. If you need more peace in your life, try giving yourself some grace and mercy. I pray often, and I'm pretty sure that I'm praying even when I am unaware. I think it is the automatic response of praying that each class goes well without too many fires to squash. I pray that specific students decide to be calm and follow directions without picking at each other. And I pray that my lesson, that's all relative, right, to my classroom? I pray that my lesson and words are what students need to hear, that they understand what is asked of them, and that they be willing to work even when they feel challenged and unsure. Have you ever gotten an answer to your prayer and been like, that was most of what I prayed for, but what do I do with the rest? I recently received an answer to a prayer and am now wondering what to do with the part that I didn't pray about. Although I'm sure that our God has a sense of humor, because most of my prayers deal with teaching me a lesson in patience. We also have to remember that everything is done in His time and His will. So when your prayer is answered, it is not always about what you want. It is sometimes to teach you what you need to learn. So from my answered prayer, I have learned so many things and am waiting for more to be revealed. Everyday Miracles, One Man's Teachings.